Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 247, 6 Ways to Be a More Positive Person Today, part 2, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the authors. Today is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first so that this one makes a lot more sense. So we're talking about being a more positive person. If you haven't watched this TED Talk already, I highly recommend it. Look up the one by Sean Acor. He's a PhD and he's faculty over at Harvard, and he shares his data on gratitude and happiness. It's a super entertaining speech, highly recommend it. And what you'll see is there's a lot of overlap between what Roger mentions that I'm about to read to you and from what I read to you yesterday and what Dr. Acor talks about in his speech. So with that, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 6 Ways to Be a More Positive Person Today, Part 2, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Embrace your emotions. Fear, anger, sadness. These are just a few of the wide range of emotions that we each have access to, every last one serving a purpose. Emotions are like science, physics, and other laws of the universe. They exist, and while you can refuse to believe their importance all you want, you can't escape the very real consequences of doing so. For the majority of 2015, I was in a state of depression. I deleted social media accounts. I stopped taking calls and texts. I let my email build up and generally kept to myself. Part of the reason I stayed in it for so long was that I didn't fully acknowledge the rough shape I was in. I spent much of my life glossing over the darker emotions because I felt they were bad and unnecessary. So when the time came to deal with them, I was woefully unprepared. I felt like, and I didn't want to feel like, so the only logical solution was to skip past the and pretend like I felt amazing. Wrong answer. Like trying to sprint on 2 freshly broken legs, it only made things worse. There will be days, maybe even a long stretch of them, where everything isn't fine, where you don't want to put a smile on your face and you're seconds away from uppercutting someone if they make one more well-intentioned but asinine comment about everything happening for a reason and one door closing so another one can open. And that's okay. If you want to strengthen your optimistic outlook on life, these are the most important days. Stay with the emotions. Don't try to shortcut the process and skip them. Feel them fully, deeply, and completely. Own them without censorship, so they can run their course. If you don't, they'll come back even stronger, like a horror movie villain popping up in your life in the strangest of ways. Road rage, yelling at an old lady because she's taking too long counting her change, cruelty to animals, destructive belief systems. Embracing your emotions doesn't mean dropping to your knees in the middle of the street, ripping your shirt open and crying to the sky as cars honk at you. There's a time and place for everything. It can be a quiet inward process as well as an explosive outward one that requires help. Men, get in touch with the men in your life that you trust. Women, do the same with your women. If you're really having trouble, don't be afraid to find a therapist to help you work through them. It can be a scary and vulnerable process, but also an empowering one. Once you work through and integrate the emotions, they lose their grip on you and you're free to return to your happy baseline. Only now, you've added more tools to your tool belt. Embracing your emotions doesn't make you weak or anything other than a complete human. The more you numb yourself from one emotion, the more you numb yourself from all emotions, including joy. Now, when you choose to adopt a positive mindset, it's an active choice instead of it being the only option you actually have. That's true strength and freedom, the ability to adjust your internal state to appropriately meet the demands of an external situation. Get into your body. It's easy to have so many thoughts and worries bouncing around our heads that we actually forget we have a body. You know, that awesome meat suit we experience everything awesome in this world through, that thing. If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, move. Go for an intense workout. Go for a softcore workout that would make the elderly point and laugh at you. Jump around like the Holy Spirit just invaded your bones. Take a leisurely walk. Meditate. Do some jumping jacks. Sprint until you're gasping for air. Dance to your favorite song. Stretch. Take 30 deep breaths. It is through the body that we take action, and through action that we transform ourselves for the better. It's also a method that we can use to sharpen our intuition, developing the ability to hear and trust our gut. I don't know exactly why it works, but it does. Do it, and I promise you, you will be in a better place than you were beforehand. What if it was a gift? In his book, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Dr. Robert Glover challenges the reader to ask themselves a simple question whenever they find themselves spinning their wheels and stuck in stagnation. What if it was a gift? I lost a relationship with the woman I thought I would spend the rest of my life with. What if it was a gift? It led me to develop a rock-solid sense of self-esteem. The relationship showed me the importance of integrity, self-love, setting healthy boundaries, and illuminated personal shortcomings that I can improve upon. I slipped into a depression that I didn't think I would make it out of. What if it was a gift? I found several groups of men, something that before I had no idea that I needed, who are committed to growth and playing the game of life at a higher level. I learned to ask for help and that I didn't have to do everything alone. I discovered Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I developed a greater sense of empathy for the struggles, known and unknown, that we all go through. I injured my knee badly. What if it were a gift? I stopped ignoring my restrictions, hired a coach, and started to take my health and movement quality more seriously, setting myself up for a great quality of life further down the road. Painful events happen and will continue to happen until the day we die. That is out of our control. What is in our control, however, is how we respond and the meaning we extract from these events. It's just as easy to paint everything that happens to us in a negative light as it is to draw conclusions that guide us in the direction of positivity and inward growth. And this exercise is a fantastic way to develop our ability to choose the latter on a consistent basis. You just listened to part two of the post titled, 6 Ways to Be a More Positive Person Today by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I like how Roger mentioned, when you look at the events that happen to you, which ones are in your control and which ones are not in your control. What we're learning is some of the biggest stressors in our lives, besides things like deaths in the family, divorce, are things that we cannot control. So for example, if you think about your job, what we found is when you don't feel as though you have control over your job, the tasks that you do on a daily basis, it leads to increased stress. So it's this feeling of a lack of control that often contributes to our daily stress. If you have daily stress, you're going to be less positive. One of the things my patients have found to be helpful is Look at the events that are stressing you in your life right now. What I have them do is list their top three. As they list it, I encourage them to be as specific as possible. If it's your job, what about your job specifically that's stressful? Is it the long hours? Is it your boss is constantly on your case? Whatever, be specific. Then I have them look at what they wrote down and ask themselves, do I have control? Do I have any control over these particular situations? Answer is usually yes, no, or maybe. For those where you say, no, I do not have any control over these situations, I say, well, then we're going to have to reframe your thinking. If you don't have control over it, you need to just let it go and find another way to cope. Traffic. I've used that example before. Traffic here in Southern California is a nightmare. It's something I cannot control, so I needed to find a way to cope with it. My commute to work is about 60 miles, and I have to drive through some of the most crowded areas of Southern California just to get to work. So traffic is a guarantee pretty much any day of the week. I needed to find a way to deal with my stress of hitting traffic in a more productive way. What I found was Audible and podcasts. So that's an example of something you cannot control. For those things you can control, or maybe can control, have some control over, do what you can to seize control of that situation. What's stopping you from taking control? By feeling empowered like that, you're going to feel more positive. I've used this many times with patients of mine. Granted, this is anecdotal evidence, but I've used this on many of my patients, and it's helped them tremendously. The good news is, even if it's anecdotal evidence, it couldn't hurt to try this. Now, before I go, if you enjoy this show, would you mind sharing it with someone today? The easiest way to do that would be to show them how to subscribe on a smartphone. A lot of people still don't know what a podcast is or how to subscribe. So if you can show someone that likes audiobooks or narration and you feel would like this show, it'd be great if you could share it with them. I thank you in advance for doing that. Thank you, as always, for listening, especially all the way to the end. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from regular contributor Zen Habits. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.